The next patient is Willie Wallace. The last name, W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Is the clinical case of a 69-year-old African-American male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. Most likely situation is that the patient has cardiorenal syndrome, diabetes mellitus, a history of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gout. All these factors combined could lead him to nephrosclerosis. The kidney function has remained without any changes. The serum creatinine is 2.2, the BUN is 28. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. There is a slight decrease in the bicarbonate to 18. Unfortunately, the laboratory workup to evaluate the urine for albuminuria and macroproteinuria was not done, and I cannot comment about the progression of the disease. He was explained that the laboratory has to be done according to our orders. Apparently the change in primary care is the one that is generated of these alterations in the care. Number two, the patient has a history of cardiomyopathy. He is dependent of LVAD, left ventricular assisted device, LVAD, and this has been present since 2019. This patient continues to have close cardiac evaluation by the local cardiologist at the cardiologist in Orlando. Following number. diabetes mellitus type 2 that has been under fair control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, gout that has been without any manifestations. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated symptomatically. We are going to give an appointment to see us in 3 months with laboratory workup.